Distorted View Daily proudly presents an audition tape for Stanley Kubrick's Full Metal Jacket.
Good day, Mr. Kubrick. My name is Brian Attine. I am a 20-year-old from the Theater Center of the Juilliard School, perhaps the finest acting institution in the world. I say that not as a statement of conceit, but humbly as a simple fact. You will view many different faces, see many people, some faces more attractive than mine, others not quite as attractive. You will find in me the finest actor in the lot, the most beautifully trained, the most capable. My favorite composer is Erich Wolfgang Korngold. When I was 12 years old, I won a spaniel puppy for 50 cents, and my favorite color is green. Also, I'm a Trekkie. And now, in a moment, I will perform for you a cutting loosely based upon S.E. Hinton's The Outsiders. I ain't gonna walk again. Not even on crutches. A doctor says I broke my back. You wanna know something? You wanna know something? I'm scared. It ain't enough. 20 years ain't enough. I ain't gonna cry, man. Greasers, do not cry.
Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, May 19th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, Coconut 1, Baby 0. Plus, the worst roommate in the world. He stole my face. And a toilet brush in the asshole. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Tim Henson with you back for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a good one for you. We kick things off with what I believe is a brand new U-tard. For those of you who are new to the program, a U-tard is pretty much exactly what it sounds like. A retard on YouTube. Sometimes they are real, actual retards.
Who wants Can Crush dedicated to them? Who wants a Can Crush dedicated to them?
Yeah, like this guy. BP.
At 3:50, I'm gonna do a Can Crush. If I have a request, I'm gonna do it. If I have a decent request, right. Okay. I'm gonna do it.
BP makes videos of himself crushing cans of soda. That's pretty much what he does. Look, we've all got our gimmick. I'm known for playing audio of juicy assholes prolapsing. And BB plays can crush videos. Now, he's an actual tard, despite the fact he denies it. Do retards ever really know they're retarded? It's like if a tree falls in the woods and there's no one around to hear it, does it really make noise or something? I don't know. The second type of U-tard is someone who is not technically an unsavory. Just really annoying or stupid. That's the type of U-tard I have for you today. Now look, this queen ball is so over the top, I have a hard time believing he's real. If anyone has any information about this guy, please email me. However, in my 29 years on this planet, I have encountered people as recalculous as this careless fairy. So I don't know if this is real or not. Take a listen.
Hi, guys. It's me, Johnny. Here I am making my new video. This is a shout-out video. This is a tutorial video. And this is a Facebook video.
Oh, trifecta!
I guess you could see. So today, guys, first of all, I wanted to tell you guys about my official Facebook fan page, which I have now. Oh, by the way, yes, if you're wondering, I am feeling better from my cold. Finally! Gosh, it was with me for like a week. Oh. Okay, so first things first, like I was saying, my Facebook fan page, I finally made an official one. I hope you guys will go join it. It already has 295 members as of me saying this. But by the time I post, there might be more. So, okay, my Facebook fan page, the official one, is in my...
If there were ever a time I would condone a hate crime, this would be
it. Down. It's down. So just look for it there. Also, someone made me a Facebook fan page. You big sweetie. I don't know who did it, but they made me a fan page before I even got a chance.
See, the thing is, at first I thought, well, this is just an act, right? It's gotta be. But he looks really gay. That's my evidence that this video is real. He just looks really gay.
You know, whoever it was, you're welcome to keep that fan page. I mean, I'm so flattered that you made it for me. But please encourage the members there to join the official one as well, so they can get updates and stuff. Yeah. Okay. Next, let's see. Shoutouts. Okay. To the guys at Sal Morio Steak. I think I said that. If I didn't, sorry.
Jesus.
Oh, you guys.
Like, dealing with this guy in 3 or 4 minute video clips is one thing. Could you imagine if you were his parents? First of all, I'm pretty sure they would have committed suicide by now. Why couldn't our son just have been gay? He is so beyond gay. His gay has gone supernova! I'm gonna isolate that audio. It's a good sound clip. Alright, so there you go. If you guys have any information, I don't have his YouTube channel or Facebook group or anything. If you've seen his videos before, please email me. Let me know what you think. Moving on! Got a clip here from a documentary featuring a porn star. I guess they were following her around in the 80s or 90s or something.
My name is Tiffany Million, and I fuck for money for a living.
Oh, Tiffany, you're so tell it like it is.
My name is Tiffany Million, and I fuck for money for a living. On video. I've been in the adult entertainment industry collectively for 11 years, but I've been performing as an X-rated performer for 3 years, and a director and a producer for 2. Right now my little girl is 4 and she doesn't need to know everything because of course she couldn't comprehend what it is that I do. She doesn't have the foundation of knowledge that she would need to be able to understand what it's all about. So right now...
I love when porn stars talk about being a good mother.
She just understands that mommy kisses boys naked on TV.
You told her that much?
She just understands that mommy kisses boys naked on TV. And that's really nothing different than what soap opera stars do or other actors do in movies. So right now I think she's right on par with other kids that might have that experience, and she doesn't know that what I'm doing is for real and that there's sex involved and all that. And as soon as it is age appropriate, I'll tell her, of course.
It's never age appropriate to tell your offspring that you fuck for a living.
Pretty good school?
I just hope she doesn't make the same mistake her mommy made.
All right, I may have misjudged her. She seems to have a good head on her shoulders. Doesn't want her child to make the same mistake she made.
Don't wait until you're 25 to do it. If you're going to do it, at least start when you're 18, because that's where the big bucks are, you know?
Oh. Never mind.
This is my very, very personal trainer, Maurice Lamont, best physical fitness trainer in the world. He calls me Puffy, because my pubic bone sticks out when I work out.
And 2. And 3. These are our puffies, yeah.
Yeah, this
4.
Is where I'm puffing, see?
She is puffing. Her pubic puff is out of control.
And 3. These are our puffies, yeah.
Yeah,
and
this
4.
Is where I'm puffing, see?
Tighten the abs when you come up. Excellent. Very good. Form is most important than anything.
I'm really not into three ways or group sex. Just not my thing. I'll do it. And I always try to find some way to get some kind of enjoyment out of it. But the pleasure for me in doing group sex in three ways isn't sexual. It's not a pleasure of a sexual nature. It's more like, whoa, look, mom, no hands, look what I'm doing. It's exciting in a different way.
So you're getting back at mommy with these three ways, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm brain dead. Kneeling on this wood, getting wood burned. Well, not that kind of wood burn, different kind of wood burn. Believe it or not, it takes a real pro to make what we do look glamorous and look exciting.
It's hard work fucking for a living. Now, I can almost understand that if you're a guy, because you've got to constantly be fucking, you got to constantly be hard, you know, that whole thing. But women, you just have to lay there and moan. Come on.
Sexy and all that stuff, because if people could see what it was really like behind the scenes, they would see that what we do actually is very hard work. It's very hard to make it look good when you are just absolutely miserable most of the time. Not that we don't like sex. We love sex. It's just... you're dealing with 20 people telling you what to do, and the director doesn't like that shot, and this person over here is talking, and this guy can't get wood because he had a fight with his girlfriend, and maybe it's really hot or it's really cold, or, you know, you're thinking about, gosh, I gotta go home and get my kids out of daycare or something.
I don't want my mother thinking about me at all when she's having sex. I don't want my image popping up in her head. I've got an actual porn clip. This is a homemade video where a guy is blowing his wad into a girl's mouth. Now look, if you are going to accept cum in any orifice, you better be prepared to take it. I mean, come on, coughing, gagging, really?
Right there.
I would say that it ruins the mood, but by that point, you've already shot your wad, and you really don't care what the bitch is feeling.
Right there. Here it comes.
Open wide. Oh, it's when she coughs, it's sort of coming out of her mouth. Really gross. Fail.
Who wanted you to go to the nursing home?
The surgeon. Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
Do you have a drink over there?
Oh, dear. Excuse me.
I think I played that clip for you a long time ago. Old lady being interviewed by a news reporter, can't get anything out because she's coughing. I've got a new news blooper here. This anchor is apparently 12 years old.
Emergency room workers say the injuries are run-of-the-mill. Everything from pulled hamstrings to fractured penises.
Uh-oh.
Injuries tend to happen most when people get intimate in unusual...
So you can already tell he's cracking after he said the word penis.
Fractured penises. Injuries tend to happen most
right
when
there.
People get intimate in unusual places or try unusual things. So consider yourself warned. Sorry, people are cracking up in here.
Oh.
We'll be right back.
Oh, he's laughing too. Oh. Before we get into the news, during the last two Sideshow exclusive episodes, I've been reading selections from The Vagina Ass of Lucifer Nigger Bastard. You may remember a week or two ago, we discovered this book. You can actually purchase it. It's a real piece of literature, and DV listener Scott was nice enough to send me a copy. Now look, I started with chapter 1. We read a few pages of that. Then yesterday I skipped forward to chapter 3. Today we're going to take a look at chapter 5. Don't worry, if you've missed something, I think we've all missed it because the story is fucking incomprehensible. Really doesn't matter where you start. I just want to give you an idea of what the story is like because we've talked about this a little bit on the show. All right, chapter 5, The Dead Fucker in the Dirt. When the magical ass fairy from the shitty side of the foreskin rainbow's faggoty ass-shaped boat shot up in the sky, it didn't stay there. It did some sweet flips and shit. A 30-80, a fucking barrel roll, and a dead baby Mac double triple double bread gap sack tap. The magic dick in the bottom of the boat got so fucking hard that it started fucking everything it could touch, and the sack of baby shit had a grand old fucking time with it. Yeah, I guess I should mention, the baby shit is a character. It can talk and stuff. While the boat was flying, Lucifer Nigger Bastard grew 3 mullets, one on his head, one on his cock, and one on his ass. And then the ass-shaped boat broke the fucking light barrier and crashed into an ocean. Then it coasted along the waves and smashed all up on a beach full of pink and sparkly rocks. The ocean moaned like a faggot being railed in the ass with a giant spiky elephant dick as Lucifer Nigger Bastard got to his feet and yanked the sack of baby shit out of the ass boat wreckage. That was a fucking gay time, Lucifer yelled. Holy shit on a sausage. Jesus Christ, the sack of baby shit burbled. Again with the burbling. I thought I was a goner. Every time the baby shit talks, it burbles. I thought I was a goner. I saw my whole gay life flash before my eyes, and most of it was times when I danced naked with a lead-filled sausage on top of a taxi cab in downtown Tokyo with a gay, gimp-armed cowboy shooting a lettuce gun at me. I remember those hot times, Lucifer laughed. I fucking slapped your baby shit ass so hard. One of those times, you flew off the taxicab and shot liquid cunt crust onto fucking hella nips and gooks and chinks that were watching like little gay bitches. And that's pretty much how the whole book goes. So if you're interested, you should definitely check out The Vagina Ass of Lucifer Nigger Bastard. But don't take my word for it. All right, and with that, how great would that be if that was one of the book reviews on Reading Rainbow? I read a great book, and it's called The Vagina Ass of Lucifer Nigger Bastard. Lucifer Nigger Bastard makes friends with a sack of baby shit. Then some crazy-ass motherfucking stuff goes down with some bad dudes, and they find themselves on the run. Luckily, they run into the Ass Fairy, who lets them use his magical dick-shaped boat to escape. If you're a fan of baby shit or nigger bastards, you should definitely check out The Vagina Ass of Lucifer Nigger Bastard. But don't take my word for it. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effed up news right now. Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. 2, 3, 4. Take a look. It's in a book. A Reading Rainbow. A Reading Rainbow. No. All right, all right. Yeah, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. It really does help support the show and make sure this stupidity continues. Tomorrow's program will be Sideshow exclusive, so if you want to hear it, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. You can also pick up yesterday's extended program, all of the great video casts I've been posting. Got another one of those for you coming up this week, too. And, of course, we've got a weekend show for you. A lot of great stuff popping up on the Sideshow feed. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, no. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, listen, guys. I just clicked on my first news story, and there's a picture that accompanies it. And it's just so awful. It's so bad. All right, let's just get into it. All right. A Victoria mother is trying... I guess this happened in Canada. A Victoria mother is trying to fathom what could have happened to her son after his tongue and bottom lip were cut out, his face smashed, and his ribs broken. In fact, Renee LaFortune or something... Close. That's O Fortuna. Her name is Renee La Fortune or La Fortune, something like that. All right. In fact, I like La Fortune, so I can keep playing O Fortuna. All right. In fact, Renee La Fortune said it looks like her son was tortured. And if the picture I was just looking at is any indication, hells yeah, he was tortured. I'll make it today's album artwork. It's something worse than a horror movie. You can't look at him. Oh. Police are also trying to piece together the story behind Dustin LaFortune. All right, enough of that. Yes, police are trying to piece together what the hell happened to the 26-year-old burly man from Winnipeg who was dumped at a hospital by a man who falsely claimed to be his cousin on April 16th. He had wasted away to a mere 90 pounds, and medical officials told his mother that he might not survive. That may have been the better option, because this poor son of a bitch does not look like he's enjoying life. All right, nurses told Renee that some of the wounds were old and some so fresh that emergency room physicians didn't see them until the bruises emerged after he'd been dropped off. They said this occurred over a long, long period of time. Worst of all... Okay. He showed evidence of possible brain damage, struggling to follow conversations and being unable to speak. The extent of his brain injuries, if any, are not yet known. In 2008, Dustin moved from Winnipeg to Calgary to work for a moving company owned by an acquaintance. For a time, all seemed well on the outside, although Dustin's ex-girlfriend said she witnessed disturbing and controlling behavior from the roommates. Quote, Dustin was telling me how he was only allowed to eat one meal a day. By September 2009, Dustin had already lost considerable weight when he was taken to a Calgary hospital with broken ribs. He said that a freezer had fallen onto him, and also that he walked into a doorknob again.
I'm so clumsy!
All right. My name is Luca. Look, I can only be playing one song at a time. Dustin was finally able to muster the strength to make a statement to police Friday morning. His mother said that he told police that his former roommate had caused his injuries during assaults in Calgary and Saskatchewan. Police spokeswoman Elizabeth Popowich, or something, has confirmed that the police are investigating the case as an aggravated assault. Dustin's mother said she won't be satisfied until police arrest the person responsible. Quote, I didn't even know someone was capable of doing that. It's not funny. The little gay kid is sadistic. Weirdo. All right, second story we have for you today. These stories just keep getting more and more ridiculous. Everything's funny to me today. All right, here we go. In a freak mishap, ooh, I like the sound of that, a 1.5-month-old baby died when a coconut fell on her head. Yes, now it's appropriate to laugh. This all went down during a religious ceremony at her home in India. The child, Gauri Nadana, was lying on her mother's lap in an open space in front of their home when the coconut fell on her head. The child was rushed to a nearby hospital where she succumbed to injuries. The small cottage that was filled with joy soon plunged into grief after the death of couple Stalin Ravi and Sija's firstborn child. Unfortunately, adding insult to injury, a family friend called a local radio station to dedicate a heartfelt song to the family and kind of missed the mark. 93.5 The Edge! JJ the Hawkman here with you through the evening. Got a request going out to the Nadana family. They're going through a rough time right now with the loss of their child. Hopefully this song will lift your spirits. I want everyone singing with me. Come on, let's put that lime in the coconut.
Bada, bada, coconut, bada, boo, with time, sister, I know what she paid for a lot. She put the lime in the coconut, she took a bowl up. She put the lime in the coconut, she took a bowl up.
I have songs for all of my news stories. All right, and finally today, we might just be ending with the most ridiculous story. A young mother died after doctors failed to spot a 6-inch-long toilet brush embedded in her ass. To be fair, it was just the handle. It wasn't the bristles. That would just be too painful. Cindy Corton, 35, was left with the bizarre injury after a drunken fall. Sure, okay, I believe that. Yes, the drunken fall took place in a friend's bathroom in 2005, but medics missed it, even after taking x-rays. It was 2 years before Corden, who was in constant pain, was able to convince doctors that the thin plastic handle was stuck in the flesh of her bottom. By then, what should have been a routine procedure to remove it had become much more dangerous because the handle had become embedded in her pelvis. After two unsuccessful operations in 2007, the mother of one was in such agony that she agreed to undergo further surgery in June last year, despite being told it could prove fatal. Guess what happened? The surgery proved to be fatal. Jesus Christ. Gay kid is evil! Gordon spent more than 10 hours in surgery in central England, but died from massive blood loss. Doctors who first saw her at Lincoln County Hospital and Grantham Hospital, both in central England, were slammed for serious errors. Recording a narrative verdict, West Lincolnshire coroner Stuart Fisher said, "It was a significant foreign object. It's difficult to imagine anything more significant." Okay. Gordon's husband, Peter, is taking legal action. He said after today's hearing, "Okay, she was drunk, but they didn't take her seriously. She showed him the wound, but they didn't do a proper examination. I think it was probably down to the hospital trying to save money and doing things as cheaply as possible." So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Anyways, let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's hear from my friggin'iggas.
You, Jim, Haley's Comet calling in.
Hi,
normally, Haley's I try and avoid calling in on issues that I know you're going to be getting a whole bunch of voicemails on,
but
I'm going to call in on this one anyway. I'm sorry to hear that your dad's in the hospital, and I hope he gets better soon.
I just heard from my mom yesterday, and he has been moved from the... I hate to say anything now, because last time I was like, oh, yeah, he's doing better, and then I had to fly to Cleveland because he wasn't doing good anymore. But he's in a normal room. This is the first time he's been out of intensive care, so that's awesome. All right, so we'll just hope everything goes okay there.
Hey, hot man.
Yes?
I got a sexual term for you.
Okay.
This is shut the fuck up, you dumb cunt. Well... You get a dumb cunt, filthy whore.
That should be pretty easy. There's a lot of those walking around.
Know how to fucking say what she's going to say and get to the point. It takes 5 fucking minutes just to say, oh, well, we cry too, but it's different because we're DV freaks. And, so you find the dumb cunt.
Mm-hmm.
And then every time she says, all Christians should burn in hell, you punch her in the face. And it feels nice. Yeah.
I don't know what the hell he's saying. Something about all Christians should burn in hell, and then you punch her in the face.
Hey, right. Tim. I have some bad news.
Oh, no.
I dropped my Zoom, and so now the whole thing's shattered, and I used that to access your show. And so now that that's gone, I can't listen to your show anymore while I'm on the go.
Oh.
Because I gotta listen to it when I get home. So
you could always burn some episodes onto a CD.
A message to any of the freaks who know how to, create an app or something. It'd be a really, really cool idea if, someone could make an app that would do a daily show. Download a daily show to whatever mobile device you have. Download it so you can listen to it while you're driving around or doing whatever. Because I got nothing left.
A mobile app for what? What are you talking about?
I really miss you.
You don't have anything. What would you be using to access this app? I don't get it. Why are my listeners so like that?
This is a lifetime membership from Down Under, which is Australia.
Oh yeah, lifetime memberships are still available. I meant to take that off the website, but it's been so crazy, I just left it up. So if you want to sign up for a lifetime, go for it right now.
Just wanted to let you know how you completely fucked up my life. I was in one of those pooping stalls at one of my clients' bathrooms, and I can hear a guy coming next to me, which actually made me invent this new distorted view game called Burning. I was sitting there, and I could hear him scream as silent as possible. And of course, the fuckstar that I am, I start going, yeah, wanna get brown? Like, here he comes. Here he comes. Oh, it's gonna get brown.
Gonna get brown.
And I could hear complete silence next to me.
You know, that turd that he was working out of his ass got immediately sucked back up when he heard that.
While I was already shitting,
freaked out.
I nearly pissed myself laughing. Thanks for fucking up my life. But even more, thanks for a great show.
Oh, bye. Thank you very much.
Hey, Tim. You're dead nice. I wish you could be my sweet daddy. He could do whatever he wants, because I'm so hot.
Well, I think that would just lift his spirits. I'll pass that message along to him.
Hey, Tim, it's Civil Disrest. And, I just wanted to tell you a few things, suggest a few things. Ignoring my emails. Two, I just feel like you should have a completely bizarre episode where it's like you're having just a weird, bizarre adventure that takes you across all time and space, and that was really nerdy of me just to say right there. Also, even though I know that it's Distortion Due is now out, I have to kind of vote for Mountain Dew Whiteout, because
you like the Whiteout. Yeah, Whiteout's not bad. I like Whiteout. I like Distortion. I'm not a big fan of the red one. I think it was Typhoon or whatever. And I'm not ignoring your email. I don't even know who you are. I don't know your emails. I never respond to emails unless it's Sideshow related. If someone's having an issue or something like that. And if you have had an issue, I'm a little backlogged on my email or, emails because I, you know, have been out of town. So if you are having some sort of issue, I'll definitely help you out. I just have to get through them all.
I remember Dan from Texas calling in.
Hi, Dan.
Gonna make it short tonight, and man, I hope your dad's doing all right.
Yes.
Yeah, that shit can be awfully tough. So
yeah,
you know, obviously we're gonna miss shows every once in a while.
I'm glad that. Up until very recently, I'd say up until the, even when I was in Toronto, I think I posted Thursday and Friday show, but, I've been pretty good about doing shows up until recently, so I'm glad that, I've missed some, but, and some of, they're being posted late and stuff, but for the, most part, I trying to do shows.
Yo, Timmy, underage listener, Bob said, Mr. Red Scott, Big Man here. Yeah,
I don't care for this call.
The whole Tuxedo Cutie thing, if you hear it, I will fucking kill you. And stop paying the $5 a month that I stole from my parents' credit card. Goodbye.
Wait, what is he upset about?
Right here. Yeah, the whole Tuxedo Cutie thing, if you hear it, I will fucking kill you.
Oh, if I get rid of it. Okay, well, it's not going anywhere, I don't think.
Hey, white man, Barack Obama doesn't care about white people. There, I said it.
All right, and let's do a couple more.
Hey, Tim. Ooh. I just wanted to let you know that I use your show as a masturbatory aid. I masturbate to every single one of your shows.
Yeah.
I make sure to come right before the voicemails. I am now coming down from a wonderful high from your wonderful Saturday show, and I just wanted to leave this on your voicemail.
Uh-oh. Okay, and thank you. And finally today...
Hey, Tim. I found a great YouTube video that's an interview with a transvestite porn star. And
link,
the interview
please.
Is just full of
why would you call into the voicemail
moments.
Line? You send me a link to that shit.
Also, sorry to hear about your dad.
Yes.
And, I just wanted to let you know. You're a fucking idiot. Of course it's Star Trek, not Star Wars. Those guys are fucking stupid. Don't they remember that episode where James Earl Jones was on Star Trek?
All right, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? Ooh. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD is an OH-GOD. Most of you probably knew that was coming. Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. Tomorrow, I've got an exclusive program for paying members. We will see you back on Friday then to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Sound speaks louder than words sometimes, but not everybody listens. If you know to all, I wish I could get my mouth. Sound speaks louder than words sometimes, but not everybody listens. If you know to all, I wish I could get my mouth. Drunken Negro Face Cookies.